Well, if James Brown is the godfather of soul, then it can be said that George Clinton is the crown prince of funk. He's leader of Parliament and funkadelic groups from the 1970s. Now, Mr. Clinton, that's George Clinton, hasn't had a hit in years, but as he likes to say, funk is the DNA for rap. Tunes like Atomic Dog have been sampled over and over, and his music has been recycled on records by Public Enemy, Ice Cube, and Snoop Dogg. As part of our series, Musicians in Their Own Words, George Clinton recently came to our studios and told us his job description.
Psycho Alpha Disco Beto Bio Aqua Dulu. The art of dancing underwater and not getting wet. That would be my job. I like to make it silly, because the kids are the only ones going to relate to it for a minute, and then you go to another age bracket, and they relate to it for a minute, then you're too old for anybody. Back in the days, you know, everybody was under the influence of something. And I go in the studio, and they cut tracks, and I'm paranoid and thinking, what are they cutting without me? So I pops in, and they got the tape on backwards, trying to get some backwards sound effects. I bust right on in there, and this tape come on, and it's shoo, 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 shoo. It's all these effects. They ain't got nothing in there to tell me what key is in. And I just had the word dog. That's all I had in my mind. I had to ad-lib a lot of it. This is a story of famous dogs, a dog that chases his tail. I'm just talking about here to see what key is in.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases his tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs. Rhythmic dogs. Harmonic dogs. House dogs. Street dogs. The world
unite. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat?
Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but dog in me.
Real atonal, so I ain't committed to no key. And everybody looking at me like there's something wrong with him. So I did, do the dog, catch it, do the dog, catch it. And everybody started laughing.
Do the dog, catch it, dog, catch it. Do the dog, catch it. Do the dog, catch it.
So then I get confident. But now, the tape is backwards. Now we have to put the music on it going that way. And we put another set of drums on that, made it forward and backwards at the same time. Bernie Worrell came in and played those melodies, so it made them legit. So now it seems like we planned it. The track was Atomic.
Futuristic power.
It's a futuristic track. I don't still don't hear no tracks like that one. We don't even try to do it again. Characters live longer than people do. People get old and kids grow up and it's over. Dr. Funkenstein will be around like Mickey Mouse. They can change time and never get old.
Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
We love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best. Take my body and give it to mine to funk with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego.
In his wisdom, he foreknowed the shortcomings of your condition, so we the clones were designed. When I did the album on clones, nobody was talking about cloning then. You know, it's 76. I had to go around looking for bookstores. The first thing I could find was Dr. Moreau. And then when they cloned the sheep, I felt like rubbing my chest out. Today, the epitome of cloning is sampling. You take a piece of funk that's got a real natural sound, and you can dupe it and loop it to stupid. You can clone 1,000 records out of it. You can cut it, dilute it 10 times. The chemical equation. But the argy-fargy part of it, being able to do it and make arrangements. Public Enemy would take a little piece of a song and actually make arrangements out of them. I'm lamping. You know, start off with one of our songs, Slow Down. And they would have Public Enemy with my voice from a disco kid. I'm Public Enemy number one. That's my voice speeded up a little bit. Then they go to the bridges, Ohio Players, and they made, like I say, arrangements. Rap is funk. I mean, the funk is hip-hop. Kids usually hate their parents' music. They hate their older brother and sister's music. Kids right now come to that show, 14 years old, and they pride themselves on, I know everything about the funk.
George Clinton, a.k.a. Dr. Funkenstein. He's the leader of Parliament, Funkadelic, and the P-Funk Mob. You can hear George Clinton describe how his band came up with the groove for their song Flashlight by going to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.